Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Sunday night showdown with the Jaguars.
I'm good, good. Feeling good, getting better day by day.
Chances for this weekend?
Still unsure. Up in the air. Went out there today. Felt pretty good, so go from there.
Kyle, was it a relief? Like, were you concerned, especially when you left the game the second time Sunday, that it could have been a little bit worse than what it turned out to be?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you have like a knee injury, it's a little weird. I try to stay as positive as possible, and I mean, lucky for me that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So,
it's in that plus. Moment in the game, is it mobility, pain, the in between when it happened, came back in, like what's going on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, the injury actually happened when I hit Puka on the under route. My knee kind of bent a weird way, and then I got up, came back in the next possession, and wasn't even really involved in the play. My knee just kind of felt weird, so I went down, went to the locker room, taped it up, came back in, tweaked it again, and trainers were giving me advice to just sit it out, let the guys go win the game, which they did.
Were you kind of itching to get back in there?
I was wrapping it up to go back in again after the second time coming out, but medically I feel like team trainers were doing a good job monitoring it and letting me know the risk of going back in. It wasn't would have been a smart decision if I did so just sat me down, and I think it was the best decision.
What do you think the biggest hurdle is going to be over these next few days for you to, you know, be okay to hit the field and go play?
Yeah, I think it's just reps, honestly. You know, it's tough to simulate getting practice reps. You can do as many mental reps as you want. Being out there, actually seeing live plays, it's different getting prepared for a game. So hopefully be out there tomorrow, getting some reps, and prepare me for the game.
When you say reps, you mean reps on the knee?
I would say just reps mentally, being able to be out there and make checks and calls against the offense that is very good, and just preparing my mind for the game.
How much more comfortable just this season in general, your production, the way you're
doing
this
team? Yeah, I think I've been doing pretty well. I feel like everybody has kind of come into their own this year as a defense, and you know, stats are going to be what they're going to be, but I feel like if you play within our defense, you'll be able to get those stats, and I feel like there's a ton of stuff I can improve on, a ton of stuff that I haven't done as well as I wanted to, and still got a long way to go.
Hey, Kyle, Trevor Lawrence and this Jaguars offense, how big of a challenge are they to sort of slow down?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, Trevor's a super talented guy. Can make every throw. He's mobile. He's tough, obviously, coming back from the ankle so quickly. And they also have a bunch of guys all over the field. They got Calvin Ridley. They got Jones at receiver. They got Etienne at running back. Got a solid line, good tight ends. And it's a challenge for us, but I feel like it's something we can handle.
Kyle, everybody who plays football does so at the risk of injury. What's it like mentally, even to have a scare like that, where you don't know what the outcome might be and looks like it's
going to
be okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing that I am okay. It's nothing surgical or anything like that. Yeah, but I mean, we play collision sports. It's not a matter of if, it's when with injuries with us. So you got to go out there and play every game like it may be your last. And I feel like that a lot of guys on the team have that mentality. And when you do play that way, it's, I feel like you're less at risk for injury because you're the hammer, not the nail.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
Hey, you guys.